Unit 7. Lessons 3 and 4. Exercises 3B, 3C, 3D.
Mr. Stein, as we know, some people keep exotic pets like snakes, lizards, tarantulas, or wild cats. What are the reasons for having such, extraordinary animals at home?
Exotic pets are capable of bringing tremendous joy into the lives of their owners. They are often fascinating and beautiful to watch, and some are loads of fun to play with. People choose exotic pets for a variety of reasons. In some cases, it is a matter of love at first sight, where an animal has been seen in a pet store, in the media, or elsewhere. Some owners simply want to have a pet that is out of the ordinary. They regard them as a status symbol. Others may want a pet that doesn't require a lot of attention.
What kinds of exotic pets do people choose?
Well, the term exotic pet covers a tremendous variety of species. They may be mammals, reptiles, such as lizards, snakes, turtles, amphibians, for example, frogs or salamanders, or even birds, fishes, or insects. But you really need to do some finding out before choosing. Try to make sure the pet you choose will fit into your household and meet your expectations.
We often come across warnings about keeping wild animals as pets. Are all of them so dangerous?
The AVMA strongly opposes the keeping of wild carnivore species of animals as pets. The AVMA also opposes keeping as pets those reptiles and amphibians that are considered dangerous to humans. There are some important reasons for this. First, young animals may seem tame, but they may become very aggressive and unpredictable as they get older. Second, captivity is not natural and is a constant cause of stress to a wild animal. Besides, wild animals carry many diseases that can be very harmful to people. There is one more concern. Wild animals need to be examined by a vet with special knowledge and training in wildlife medicine.
Could you give any examples to illustrate the real danger of keeping animals such as wild cats at home?
Some cases are quite horrible. A 13-year-old boy was recently attacked by a tiger and lion kept in a cage built near his grandfather's home. Just last week, a 2-year-old boy was rushed to hospital after a male bobcat attacked him. According to staff investigating the attack, the boy is now recovering. Last month, the mother of an animal care worker at a cat breeding farm in Oklahoma was killed and partially eaten by a Persian leopard. She was visiting her son and was attempting to feed the cat.
So, not all animal species make good pets, do they?
What animals do make good pets? A pet is a domesticated animal that is kept for pleasure rather than utility. Domesticated animals make good pets because they have been bred for thousands of years to coexist with humans. I'd recommend any of these as pets. Dogs, cats, rabbits, guinea pigs, hamsters, domestic mice, domestic rats, budgies, canaries, doves, pigeons, domestic ducks and geese, and tropical fish.
Thank you for all your expert advice.